I actually didn't drop off the line, but I was just giving God praise this morning and just declaring that today is Transformation Tuesday. I thank God for the master's call, and I'll continue to praise him and call those things that be not as though they are. I thank you for allowing me to host this morning or to greet the people of God for the master's call. My name is Tammy, and I'm calling from South Carolina, and I would like to turn the call over to my host this morning.
Thank you, Sister Tammy. Praise God. This is Robin Wilson from New Jersey family, and we welcome you to the master's call, as Sister Tammy was saying. We are going to praise our God. We are going to give him the glory, give him the honor, and give him all the praise, because what the enemy tried to do, it could not take place in the mighty name of Jesus. And the master's call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. T.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in Dallas, Texas. And we also have a mission statement, because what we do here on the Master's Call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We begin our day with the Lord. We end our day with the Lord. And as we do that, we are enriching, enhancing, and empowering each other as we go forward. And the scripture that we stand on, it is in Psalm 88, verse 13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers, they come before you." Hallelujah. The pleasure, it's an honor to spend time with the Lord first thing in the morning. The pleasure, and it's an honor to just love on him and let him know that he's worthy. And as we listen to this call and we thank God for the vision from the co-founders, from the founders of this call, we also have an email address for you. And this email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And what you can do, family, is send us your prayer request. Send us your praise report, and we will lift up your prayer request. We will praise God with you and rejoice with you as to what he's doing in your lives. And again, that's at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And when our call started on October 25th, 2010, the founders were able to archive every single message that we hear. And that's such a blessing, because you can go back at your leisure time and you can listen to these messages. And our website, where all of the messages have been archived, is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And a thread that has brought each one of us together, it is Artists International. And Artists International is a Christian-owned company, owned by the Diaz de Leon family. And many of us on this line, we are health and wellness distributors. And we are here to make a difference in the lives of other individuals. Extravaganza is on its way, just a few weeks away. And for everyone on this call, even if you're not a distributor, we welcome you. We thank you for coming. Go back to the person who invited you to the call. Find out about Extravaganza. You can also go to one of our websites, Vision 2012, to find out about Artists International. And this may be something that you also may want to become, a health and wellness distributor. And at this time, what I'm going to do is ask, I believe it's Minister Willa, will you open us up in prayer?
Yes, I will. Praise the Lord. Psalm 108, verse 1 says, "My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul." Verse 3, "I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing to you among the peoples, for great is your love. Higher than the heavens, your faithfulness. reaches to the skies. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your greatness. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us, that you have bestowed upon us, the blessings that are known and unknown. Father, we thank you for showering blessings down on us so great, oh God, each and every day. Lord, we just ask that you please forgive us of our sins and teach us and show us how to live and to be pleasing in your sight, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you for the master's call. We thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, oh God, who said yes, oh Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for being obedient to your word. Father, we ask, oh God, that you just had to do a mighty work, that you bless their going out and their coming in. Father, that you shower them with blessings so great that they will overtake them in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank and praise you for the person who will bring, the minister who will bring the word to us this morning. Father, we bind up all power and principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we loose the power of God on them, O God, to bring the word that thus says the Lord, that it will be nourishing to our hearts, to our souls, O Lord, to our minds, O God, and that we will take it out and be a blessing to somebody, and we bind the enemy against the phone lines, Lord. We loose the power of God, the warring angels and the ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and the sevenfold spirit, Lord, loose every force that is good to do us good with the power and authority that you have given us on this call, Father, that every word that is said will go forth with power in Jesus' name. And it is in your name, Father, that you have given us to use to bind up every authority and to praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Sister Robin.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for that powerful prayer opening us up this morning. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for greeting the people. And at this time, I bring before you not a stranger to our call, but she is a powerful woman of God. She's an anointed woman of God. She is a mother. She is married to Reverend Joseph Washington. She is a distributor, an entrepreneur, and she is my sister in Christ also. Minister Kathy, I bring you to the line. Are you there, sister?
I'm here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise God. It's all yours, sis. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to everyone that's on the line today. I'm always absolutely honored to come before God's people, and I bless God for the master's call. I bless God for Dr. Vanessa and her, and she is just becoming affectionately known as Mother Eagle, and we just bless the Lord for her and all that she is doing in our lives to help stretch us and push us to our destiny. So we bless you, woman of God. I bless you for all of the prayer warriors that stand with me in prayer, and just on behalf of the master's call and to everyone else, I just bless the Lord for you all being on this call this morning. Thank you for taking the time. It always is an honor to come before you. I tell you, I have a brief word that I want to share with you this morning. I really want to stir up something in your spirit. We've been talking about, we of course just finished up our 40-day fast and just really standing before God. And I just want to ask the question today, if anyone out there have been standing and believing God to move on your behalf, and it seems as if the answer just has not come yet. I want to ask you if you are in the midst of a chance encounter or God encounter? Not a chance encounter, but a God encounter is our topic for today. And it's coming from John 4. John 4, starting there at, I'm going to read a little bit this morning. I want to just put this in context. Chance is something that just happens. But when we have an encounter, it is actually done on purpose. So I want to take you to John 4, starting at the fourth verse, and this is the story of Jesus talking with the woman at the well, and some principles that I want to draw out of this text. Really starts out, I'm going to read a little bit this morning. It says, John 4:4, he had to go through Samaria on the way. I just want to ask you all, has God had to stop by your situation, stop into your life to make some changes in your life? Not a chance encounter, but a God encounter. The sixth verse, I'm going to skip on down. I'm going to be skipping just a little bit this morning so we can get all of this in. Eventually, he came to Samaritan, the village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about the noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." And he was alone at the time because his disciples had gone to the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with the Samaritans. Isn't that something? She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you, who are you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, I would give you living water." "But, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said. "This well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestors Jacob, who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" And Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I will give will never thirst again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again. I won't have to come here to get water." "Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You've certainly spoken the truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is in Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worship?" Jesus said, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter where you worship the Father, on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation cometh to the Jews. But the time is coming, and it's coming. The time is coming. Indeed, it is still now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so we must worship him in spirit and in truth." Our topic this morning is not a chance encounter, but a God encounter. This woman, first of all, noticed that Jesus actually came her way. He said, "I must need go to Samaria." So in your situation, you might be facing some situation and some issues. Can you imagine today Jesus saying, "I've got to come to your house. I've got to come and see about my daughter. I've got to come and see about my son, because there are some issues that I must deal with." The time has come in our lives sometimes when it seems like things are pretty chaotic. And I don't know if anybody else on this line can kind of testify of this, but it seems like things are chaotic. And it seems like, I mean, we look around our world, we're seeing that. We're seeing it in our economic system. We're seeing it, you know, in our weather system. We're seeing that it looks like there's some chaos going on. But I want to submit to you this morning that God wants to give you an encounter. An encounter is important because God wants to impact. It is when God impacts our destiny. Don't miss your God encounter today. I want to talk about three things very briefly. What happens when God encounters our situation? He shows up on the scene just as Jesus did with this woman who thought she was simply coming to get water from the well. She didn't know, and she just wanted to get, you know, water to quench the thirst, the natural thirst. But Jesus had something greater for her because he knew she needed more than what she was actually coming for. My God, I think I might just talk a little longer. I said Jesus knew that she needed more than what she came to that well for, and he had the answer. He showed up on the scene in the midst of her situation, in the midst of her life. He showed up to help this woman with her issue. My God. You must be, the first principle I want to draw out today is that you must be accessible. This woman came to the well. Now, mind you, she came thinking that she was just going to get water. But when she got to the well, she met Jesus. Jesus was there, right there waiting for her. She made herself, put herself in the way, if you will, because she went to get the water. And even though it seemed on the natural, she had to be a well-put-together woman. I mean, if she's had five husbands and, you know, the one she was with, as Jesus said, at the moment wasn't even hers. She had to be somebody that was conscientious about herself. So on the surface, you probably thought she had it all together. She had it going on. There was nothing amiss with this woman. But because Jesus knew there were some heart issues, he knew there were some things that she needed to get right. He knew that the only way that she could do that is that she had to come in contact. She had to have an encounter with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she was, number one, accessible. The next thing that I want to draw out of this text is that this woman had to be transparent. The word says when Jesus asked her, he said, you know, Where's your husband? When she realized, oh, he's got something I really, really need. He's got some water that I absolutely need that's not going to have me thirsty again. I won't have to come to this well anymore. I need to get this water. Then Jesus said to her, he asked her, he said, where's your husband? Go get your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. Really, she really was transparent in that very moment. She came face to face with her issues and with her situation. She realized, I don't have a husband. I got some issues. And Jesus, knowing who she was, he knew how to tap into where she was, where she really was, the deep things of her soul, he knew it. And so when he asked the question, that opened the door for this woman to just go ahead and admit, I don't have a husband. And so we have to be transparent with God. We have to be open, and we have to tell him the truth about where we are. If we're not truthful and we're not honest, we can't get our situation addressed. We can't get our heart fixed. We can't get the situation that needs to be handled in our lives addressed, because what God honors is truth, and what he honors is transparency. So when you are broken, you've got to bring all of that brokenness to the Lord so that he can fix you. He's the only one that can do it. I'm reminded of the story of Hannah, and we know it well, how she was loved by her husband, and she had, you know, she had this desire, this strong desire to have a child, to produce. She was barren, as you know, and she had such a desire to really give her husband a son. And back in that day, it was so critical and so important. But this woman, she, even though she had a husband who loved her, and he said to her, can I not love you more than seven sons? And she was like, you know, I gotta have. She needed an encounter with God, and she put herself in the way by going to the sanctuary and getting herself in the presence of God and seeking Him, she knew she needed to have an encounter with God in order that her heart issue might be addressed. So, number one, you've got to be accessible. You've got to put yourself in the way so that you can have an encounter. How do you do that? You get yourself in a place of prayer. You get yourself in a place of submitting your heart to Him. Then you've got to be transparent. You've got to really allow God to deal with the issues. You got to come face to face with you. You got to deal with who you really are and let it and be okay knowing that God can deal with where you are and He can deal with who you are. You got some issues you don't want nobody else to know about? Thank God. You can take them to God, and He can deal with those issues for you. The third principle that I want to draw out in this text, we're talking about this woman at the well, is that we finally get down to the very end of the text where Jesus said, you know, you've been, you know, you've come, and I'm here to give you living water. You've been transparent. You told me that you really weren't married, and you know, the man that you're with now is not yours. I get that, and I can deal with where you are. Then this woman, as he began to talk about the true worshipers and what they do, she had to come in agreement with God and say, yes, Lord, I really do want to worship you. And that's what he's calling us to do. He wants us to be accessible to him. He wants us to be transparent before him. And he wants us to get in agreement with his what he's saying in his word. Get in agreement with what he says. Just simply say, yes, Lord. And the true worshipers will absolutely worship God in spirit and in truth. And I tell you what, I'm just so blessed by this word this morning. I hope that these nuggets have blessed you in a way that it has blessed me this morning. I just want to encourage you not to have a chance encounter, but I want to encourage you to have a God encounter today. Allow God to encounter your situation. Allow him to show up in the midst of where you are. And don't just deal with it from a surface perspective or just, you know, just at the top level, but let God get down into the deep heart issues, down in there where nobody has really dealt with. Let him deal with that rejection. Let him deal with that abandonment. Let him deal with whatever it is, that brokenness that you might feel in your life. You might have lost everything. You may have lost your job, lost, you know, financial stuff. You may have lost loved ones and those that you care about. But allow God to come in and really, really heal, bring about a healing that only he can do. No man can satisfy. No man can love you like he can. Nobody can really cover you when you need that covering, when you need that support. Nobody can do that but God. So I want to encourage you today to have a God encounter. Don't allow the time that we just spent 40 days of fasting and praying, don't let that just go by as if it was just something to do. But allow God to go ahead and continue to deal with the heart issues. Get down in there and deal with what's going on, what's truly going on with you. In other words, take all the mask off. You know, let's just keep it real before him, because guess what? He already knows. He already knows exactly where you are. So I just want to encourage you today, don't just go about your living, your Christian life, chance encounter every now and then. He just kind of shows up, but do it on purpose. Have a God encounter. Don't miss your God encounter, because when you have a God encounter, hallelujah, he will transform you, hallelujah, and he will take you to the levels that he wants to take you to. God bless you today. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. I love each and every one of you. Thanks again, Pastor Vanessa, Minister Robin. It's back to you. God bless you now.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kathy. Wow, wow, wow. Sometimes when we hear the word family, we have to just take time to just pause and think and go back to what the minister has said to us. We want to be accessible, as she said, to God. We want to be transparent. We want to come to him face to face, tell him the truth so that he can transform us. Glory to God. There's nothing else to say but to bring Minister Tiffany forward. Will you close us out in prayer so that we can spend some time going before the Father so that we can have a God encounter? Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. What an on-time word from the Lord on this Transformation Tuesday. Let us go through to the throne. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for the message that you sent your way by Minister Kathy. We thank you, Father God, for the powerful message that you have given us today, Father. I thank you that you're just still confirming and telling us, Lord, that it is time for us to move out of your way and let you be God. We just thank you because you are a God of forgiveness. We thank you that you are a God of unconditional love. We thank you that your love never fails. We thank you for new grace and for new mercy this morning. We thank you for new promotion. We thank you for new transformation. We thank you that things are becoming new, that the past is going away, and we are walking into new things, Lord. We come lifting up this morning, Papa Preston, to you, Father, that you will do total and complete healing and restoration in his body, Father God, in his mind, his soul, and his spirit, Lord. I pray that you would continue to give Marie the strength that she needs as she prepares to travel from Texas to Chicago, that you would guide them safely on the plane and that everything will be prepared in order for them in preparation to go. And when they get there, that they will know that Jesus just walked in the room, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for Uncle Johnny that you will continue to touch and heal right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Fanny and that you would just do a new thing in her life, oh God. For each and every listener on the Master's Call, God, intercede on their behalf in every situation, financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, Lord, in their businesses, Father God. Blow them up to another level right now in the name of Jesus. Your word says that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. So we stand on your word and on your promises to know that it is well in 2012. Father God, we just thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what comes our way, no matter what problems, no matter what situations, no matter what circumstances, no matter what test, Lord, we will pass the test today because we know that in order for us to go higher and higher to higher levels, Lord, we have to pass and be content with where we are, Lord. So we just thank you for the new things that you're doing in our life, and we give you the glory, the praise, and honor. We praise you for the miracles in Angeline's life and the miracles in Jackie's life, Lord. We thank you for the miracle in each of our lives, Lord, because you are showing up and showing out, and we thank you that your miracles have not expired. We thank you for the founders of the Master's Call and the founders of Artists International. And, Father, I just pray that this day will be all about you. So we thank you for this appointed time. We thank you for these divine relationships. And we just thank you for your power, oh God. And to you be all glory, all honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for closing us out in prayer. Sister Tammy, thank you for Transformation Tuesday. Minister Willa, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Minister Kathy, thank you for the powerful on-time word. We don't want to have a chance encounter. We will have a God encounter, and we're going to be accessible this day. We're going to be transparent, family. We are going to bring those issues to our Lord so that our King can tap into those things and transform each and every single one of us. We bless you, we thank you, and we will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye.